don't know. Because I think our country's in trouble.
Do you think so?
And I think we're in big trouble.
In what way?
I mean, you know, everybody's losing their homes and this kind of stuff. And, I mean, the this bailout or whatever they got wanting to call this, say now, you know, for the Fannie Mae corporations and other big finance corporations, they got themselves into this jam. I mean, the American people didn't do it to them. You know, they're the ones that come up and say, oh, yeah, I'll sell you a house for blah, 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 $1 million and charge you so much interest, and then 6 months later I'm going to up the interest rate. Well, they didn't tell them that they was going to upset or raise the interest rate on them, or, well, we're going to sell your contract to somebody else, and they do it every day.
So, Hugh, for you personally, when you think about who are the candidates that you're, and your choices, what really drives who you're going to vote for?
I'm kind of leaning towards Mr. Obama. If Hillary would have been his running mate, I don't think he could have stopped him.
That's right.
I've got some friends chiming in here.
And, you know, Mr. McCain, I mean, he's a good man and everything like that, and I think his running mate's, you know, she's a good lady, and I think they all mean well, but I just got a feeling we're going to see another 4 years of the Bush administration if they get in there. And I voted for George Bush.
So I want anybody listening today to know that I'm talking to Hugh, who is actually a Harley rider, trucker, who most people would be surprised to hear your political leanings, right? You're not the average profile that we think about voting for Barack Obama, are we?
No, I'm not.
Do you find that your friends fall more in the McCain camp or more in the Obama camp?
We don't talk about it.
See, that's what I want to talk about, because I don't think people are talking about it. So tell me about that. Why do you think people don't talk about it anymore?
Well, I don't know, and I'm not a prejudiced person, but I don't know if the United States is ready for a black president yet.
That boy ain't got no experience.
And, you know, he lacks experience, leadership experience. Okay. The United States, I'm sure, wasn't ready for Hillary to be president yet. I'm not. You know, I don't have anything against women or black people or anything. I mean, I think they'll probably end up running the country as good as anybody else.
You think they may not be ready? It may not be the right time.
Yeah, I don't think it's the right time yet.
And yet, you're leaning that way. Hugh?
I know I am. And I mean, like I said, you know, he doesn't have that much experience, but he ain't going to get any if he don't get his feet wet.
Excellent. Excellent.
Yeah, I am. A little bit.
So,
so if you tell me, what is the characteristic that is making the difference between McCain, for you, the key difference between McCain and Obama?
I just don't like some of the things that McCain did when he, after the Vietnam deal was over with, because I was there too.
So you served.
Oh, yes. God, and we did not throw our medals away. I'm as proud of them today as the day I got them.
Tell me more about that.
There's really not a whole lot to say because, you know, our government abandoned us, literally, you know. And I'm afraid the same thing's going to happen in Afghanistan. Or not Afghanistan, not so much that, but over East now.
How we're treating the veterans? You're concerned
about? Not so much the way we're treating the veterans, but the Democrats are saying, get out, get out, get out. Republicans saying, stay in, stay in, stay in. You can't win a war where people don't care whether they live or die. And that's the way I look at this Bin Laden deal. You know, they don't care whether they live or die. They think if they die, that automatically they become heroes.
How do you fight that?
And yeah, how do you fight that? You don't. To me, awful scary. I hope that everything comes out right. I hope that, you know, we win the war over there. I hope we get rid of that Bin Laden guy. you know, they find him and just, you know, get rid of him right now. Don't mess around. Just do it.
Well, I have to say, I have a lot more faith when I know that all of us are talking together. And so I am so excited I got a chance to talk to you today.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be able to talk to you. And I hope you make it to Washington, D.C. on that little bitty motorbike you got over there.
Q, thanks so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
And if I see you broke down someplace, I'll try to help you out.
I would really appreciate that. Thanks, Hugh.
You bet.